This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The Falcons rookie running back Bijan Robinson will join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Sunday night, Giants take on Josh Allen and the Bills, Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock, which is where you'll find us. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock and our radio affiliates around the country. We have added yet another affiliate, and it is the MIT, Midland, Michigan, 100.9 FM, and they are Great Lakes Loons. They are the baseball team that owns this radio station. And thank you for allowing us. Brad Tunney is the GM there, so thank you for the opportunity to entertain a nation. Yes, Paul?
Dan, you'll probably remember this. Remember we were out at dinner that one time about 15 years ago, and you said when you were leaving ESPN, you wanted to host the Olympics, you want to give out the Super Bowl trophy, and get on the Mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yes, I did.
Called your shot.
Yes.
Now you can retire in good conscience.
You know, there's a famous scene in... on Golden Pond. So it's an older movie. Jane Fonda's in there, Katharine Hepburn, and Henry Fonda. And you have the loons, and they make a certain sound. So they're prominent in the movie. And, you know, you just hear the loons, and then Katharine Hepburn, if you're familiar with the great actress, she had this delivery. It would be, "The loons, Norman, the loons." And one day Todd goes, "Oh, you know, on Golden Pond, the balloons, Norman." I go, "No, it's the loons."
I always thought when you were doing that, "Balloons, Norman, balloons." Like, what an odd segment of that.
Did you see the movie?
I didn't.
Okay.
I would have realized, I guess, that there were no balloons involved. But I probably wouldn't have recognized the birds were called loons at that
point. The reason why you didn't watch is there's no nudity in On Golden
That's
Pond.
That's certainly part of it. They don't usually there's show not, that on cinema.
There is so. Not. No. No.
That's too bad.
If you were hoping for Kate Hepburn being naked at age 80, you didn't get that.
Now I'm not going to watch that movie.
I will say Jane Fonda, though, she looked spectacular in that role. All righty. Final
balloons!
Hour. Final hour.
Balloons. Yeah. Still think it's balloons.
It's not. Final final hour poll question, Seton.
Well, Dan, we have most disappointing end to the season. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is not even close. Dodgers at 69%.
Of course.
Followed by the Orioles at 27%. No, Twins have nothing to be disappointed about.
No. Once again, if I said to you at the beginning of the year, like if I said this to Bengals fans a couple of years ago, "Hey, you're going to go to the Super Bowl and you're going to lose and it's going to be a really close game. Would you sign up for that?" Of course you would. If I say to Lions fans right now, "Hey, you're going to go to the Super Bowl, but you're going, let's say the NFC title game, but you're going to lose a close game. You're going to sign up for that." Now, if I say that to Chiefs fans, they're going to go, "No, that'd be a disappointment." Well, that's the way it is with Dodger fans. If I said, "Hey, You're going to win 100 games, but you're going to lose. You're going to get swept in the NLDS. You'd be like, no, it's a terrible year. Atlanta, they're down 2-1. They won 104 games. If I said at the beginning of the year, hey, you're going to lose to Philadelphia, you're not going to sign up. Baltimore, if I said at the beginning of the year, hey, you're going to win 101 games, you're going to win the East, but you're going to get swept in the ALDS, you'd probably have signed up for that. Yes, Paulie.
I know what you're saying, but what Seton said earlier stays with me more.
Okay.
If I'm an Orioles fan, I'm thinking of this long offseason. We may not be back there next year. It's not automatic. If I'm a Dodger fan, I know I'm making the playoffs next year and will be one of the favorites to win the World Series no matter what happens. So if I'm a Dodger fan, it's a painful loss, but I could shake it off because of what I look at in the future. I think the Orioles have been in the playoffs 4 times in the past quarter century.
Yeah.
And the Twins, I know they didn't have a playoff win in, 22 years or something
like
that?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
That would bother me deeper.
By the way, here is Torrey Lovello, and in case you're not aware, he is the Diamondbacks manager on expectations against the Dodgers.
I'm just trying to slow down the moment to enjoy it, interpret it, and just let it register a little bit, because I don't think anybody gave us a chance to be here. I don't think anybody gave us a chance to win the games that we've won against the teams that we had to play. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, and he should. And he should keep hammering that home with his team. Like, we're going to be in the National League Championship Series, and nobody is going to give us credit. Nobody wants us here. We're bad for ratings. So what? Yes, Ty.
I know we want sound bites as far as the media, but we never let anybody enjoy it. I don't know what the question was, but it could have very easily. So who do you want to play, the Braves or the Phillies? He just won the NLDS. They far exceeded expectations, and we can't wait to ask. So who do you match up better with?
Wait, well, what bothers you?
No, I'm saying the media don't give the players and managers a breather and a chance to enjoy the moment. We're so quick for the story and the next thing.
Well, wait, who's saying that? I just played something where somebody said that nobody gave us credit. That has nothing to do with who do you want to play.
Based on that soundbite, it sounds like it would be the kind of question that would have been asked of him instead of letting the Diamondbacks manager enjoy this moment. Like, so what about the next round? Or who do you want to play? Who do you have a better chance to beat to get to the World Series? That's how I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't he just saying, I'm just trying to enjoy the moment right now? So what was asked of him that made him say, like, hey, let me just enjoy the moment?
Okay. Play it again.
I'm just trying to slow down the moment to enjoy it and interpret it and just let it register a little bit, because I don't think anybody gave us a chance to be here. I don't think anybody gave us a chance to win the games.
We can't enjoy the moment. You want to play the Braves or the Phillies?
So the reporters there should do their job by saying, hey, Skip, how are you going to relax right now? What are you doing to enjoy the moment?
Exactly. Are you going out to dinner? Can I come? Are you going to go get a nice steak? Good job. Good for you. Thanks. I'm going to leave now. I don't really have a story I can write off of
what
that.
What is wrong
Skip,
with
Skip,
you?
How great is this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
How great is this? Talk about how great this
hey,
is.
Hey, Skip, talk about, nobody gave you a chance.
That's what the sideline reporters do every weekend. What happened out there? You're losing 30-3. Well, because they scored 30 and we scored 3.
Why does everything bother you?
Really bothers me, the sideline reporter question, because the coaches don't want to talk and the reporter doesn't have anything to add, but they have to do that. It's like, wow, 27-3. What happened? What happened is we gave up 4 touchdowns and we got the field goal. Got to go back into the locker room now and talk to my guys, see if we can make things better in the second half. Whoa, you guys are down a lot. What happened there?
You had a problem with the Astros wearing goggles celebrating.
Not so much the idea of covering your eyes from the burning champagne, but those looked very big.
You thought that they were those VR goggles.
Yeah, I thought they were all playing video games simultaneously while enjoying champagne.
With champagne.
Which is an odd time to be playing Donkey Kong or whatever you're doing.
We got football coming up tonight. We have the Kansas City Chiefs favored by 11 against the Broncos, over under 47. Also, West Virginia -3 versus Houston. SMU -12.5 versus East Carolina. But baseball will be front and center once again as the Braves try to hold on with the Phillies. And that atmosphere, that is wonderful to watch. It's a good series. I mean, these are really good teams, and you got some star power there as well. USC has Notre Dame coming up this weekend. I think Notre Dame is favored by 3. They have one of the best offenses in college football. Caleb Williams, maybe he's the next Archie Griffin, winning back-to-back Heismans, but you have an offense that's great, but defense is supposed to win championships. Over the last 10 seasons, 9 national championship winners have ranked inside the top 25 in total defense. The lone outlier, you guys want to guess? The last 10 years, this school won a national title, and they didn't have a great defense. Marvin, I'll start with you.
I'm going to go with Clemson.
No. Paulie.
Ohio State.
No.
Oh.
Todd.
I was going to guess Ohio State, too, actually.
No, you weren't.
Seton.
Alabama.
LSU.
Ooh.
Over.
No. But they had 14 future NFL draft picks on that defense. Through six games, USC is yet to play a team currently ranked inside the top 25. Defense has allowed a disappointing 27 points per game. So that ranks 64th in the country. And if history is any indication, that could be a major hurdle when it comes to playing for a national championship. You go back, Georgia was ranked fifth in defense last year. Previous year, ranked first in defense. Alabama 13th when they won it. LSU was 29th. Clemson was first in 2018. Bama first in 2017. Clemson 11th. Bama in 2015, second. Ohio State 22nd in defense. And then Florida State first in 2012 or 2013.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, tap, tap. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Tap. Yes, Paul?
There's some big spreads this weekend. Georgia's giving 31.5 to Vanderbilt. Remember Indiana football? Michigan's giving 33.5 to them. They downturned pretty quickly. Here's one. How does this happen? Penn State is hosting UMass. UMass isn't good for a 1AA school, FCS. They're 1-6. The line is 42 points. How is that game scheduled in mid-October? That's a September 3rd game.
Is maybe that's a late substitution?
Like a patchwork?
Maybe. I don't know.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Who does Penn State play after UMass?
Wagner. Yeah,
no.
Wagner. Ohio State.
That's why you have UMass there.
Oh, bye week.
Yes.
No offense.
Michigan has the number one defense. Penn State, second best. Ohio State, allowing 11 points. Duke has a good defense. Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama, Texas. Those are some of your top defenses this year. Yes, Todd?
Will UMass be even in that game for more than a minute, man?
Okay. All right. Kentucky head coach Mark Stoops. He was on the Mark Stoops show, and he talked about Georgia after being roughed up by the Bulldogs and had this to say to his fan base.
Yeah, I could promise you in Georgia, they bought some pretty good players. You're allowed to these days. And we could use some help. That's what they look like. You know what I mean? When you have 85 of them. So I encourage anybody that's disgruntled to pony up some more.
Now, the media grabbed just a portion of that quote. You know, they pay for some pretty good players there. He's actually complimenting Georgia. He then had to clarify his comments, saying that his comments were taken out of context 2 days later.
That was one part that was taken completely out of context. You know, basically one person was questioning me and the program and getting over the hump. I really simply should have said, hey, dude, I got over a lot of humps. That's not a hump. That's Mount Everest.
Okay. I have no problem with what Mark Stoops said. I mean, he's basically saying to his boosters, the collective, hey, if you want us to be a football school in the SEC, you got to help me here. I can only get so far. He's complimenting Georgia. Georgia has gone out and spent money wisely. What was Nick Saban saying a couple of years ago? He was, while saying something about Jimbo Fisher, is really saying something about his boosters. Like, you want us to compete with A&M because they bought the best players? Then you have to pony up the money. Now, Jimbo Fisher took it differently, saying, no, we recruit. And, you know, he took offense to that. And then he started firing back at Nick Saban and all the things that he does. And nobody ever followed up on that. I'd like to know what Jimbo was talking about with Coach Saban. Yes, Paul?
I love that in the 80s and 90s, if you accused a coach of paying his players, you're calling him a cheater. Now you're complimenting him on being savvy and having a great collective. Yeah. I love it.
Speaking of great football programs, Crappensburg State, it is homecoming weekend, just in case you were curious about that. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com And you'll find out first about the new batch of Tailgate Moonshine. It's pumpkin spiced maple. It's decadent. And some t-shirts up there. Our new Krappensburg State baseball t-shirt is up there as well.
Double Deuce is up there.
Double Deuce as well. That is the campus bar. Let's see. Let me get to Will in Texas. Hi, Will. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
5'11", a Rambo-esque slash Frank Dukes 205. Want to submit, I have 13-year-old twins, boy-girl twins, and they play football and volleyball, and I'd like to have them as a feeder school into Krappensburg State.
Okay.
Their teams are absolutely horrendous.
Okay. Well, be more than happy to have our football program keep an eye on them.
Got the window stickers and bumper stickers up there.
Oh, we do? You can get the bumper stickers?
Yeah.
What do they say? And thank you, Will. Yeah, what do you have?
The bumper sticker says, my child's made the dean list.
At Krappensburg State.
And then there's just the straight-up window, that typical college university window sticker. It just says Krappensburg State.
Of course it does.
Put it right under your Princeton one if you want.
Eli.
Harvard,
not,
Yale, Princeton.
Not underneath it.
Krappensburg.
No. That'd be great if Krappensburg State, and then somebody went to Harvard and somebody went to Yale. MIT.
Yeah, it's Cornell, yeah. MIT,
Krappensburg. Krappensburg State. Eli in California.
How you doing? Good morning, boys. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Got a 5'7", 172. Feeling good. Hey, so it's homecoming weekend, and Krappensburg State made a splash hire for their new AD. I don't know if you guys heard of it yet, but it's a one-name guy, kind of famous out there. So their new AD is called Imodium. His name's Imodium.
Okay. All right. That's a little bit of a wind-up there before the pitch.
Hey, look, it's California. Things are tough right now.
And his name, it's, and then you've heard of it.
Imodium.
Imodium. So it's, you need a first name. Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
Imodium would be the defensive coordinator to go up against Krappensburg State. That's where I'm a little confused by that.
Logan in Scottsdale. Hi, Logan.
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning.
Distinguished Danettes and Todd. Hey, two things, both about Krappensburg State. One's address, mainly the location, and also about beating their opponent last weekend. The first, what's their street address again?
It's 33rd and 3rd.
Isn't that right off of the Hershey Turnpike?
It's close, too.
It's right there, yeah.
Yeah, it's close to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Nailed it.
Absolutely.
Nailed it. Logan nailed it.
Yeah, thank you, Logan. Yeah. Yeah, the Hershey factory is pretty close by. Whew. Krappensburg State, the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yep.
Yeah. Never runs out. How about we take a break? Ready? Bijan Robinson of the Falcons will join us coming up in a little bit. We're back after this. You got all those pictures. You got a shoebox full of photos, right? Sitting in the garage or in the attic, and they're fading away. Nobody to share them with, right? No way to share them. Well, there is now. The brand new 4x6 photo legacy box. And today only, Dan Patrick Show listeners get VIP access to an incredible deal. Get the photos together. Put them in a legacy box, and they get scanned for as low as 7 cents a photo. So that's 76% less than what other brands are charging. They've been doing this for over a decade now. They've helped over 1 million families. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. You're going to get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media. So your favorite Christmas memories, or maybe a baby's first steps, or a wedding. Don't let time fade your photographs and other memories. Take advantage of the offer, the new Photo Legacy Box today. Preserve your past for as low as 7 cents a photo. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I got the odds to win the World Series. These are obviously early odds to win the World Series, according to DraftKings. Your Astros are number one, followed by the Rangers, Phillies, Diamondbacks, and the Braves. Reason why the Braves are down is because they're down 2-1 in that series, so their odds are worse than the Diamondbacks. All right, Bijan Robinson will join us as soon as he gets out of his team meeting. And in the meantime, there's this, I don't know if it's a war that's going on, but I think it'll escalate, and that is field turf versus grass. Because the NFLPA wants to have grass, they know, and their players want to as well. Even though the commissioner tried to, you know, he might have been on ESPN and said, you know, there are a lot of, you know, players who like turf. Okay, how about we just put it up for a vote? Whoever wins, then we'll have field turf for everybody or grass. He's just trying to, you know, protect the owners here because the owners want to have artificial turf because they have so many other outings, functions, events, concerts, less maintenance. That's why they want to have this. You know, and it takes a village to be able to preserve, make sure that turf looks good week in and week out, you know, with grass. You know, the field turf, if you're there, and it looks good on TV as well. You know, growing up, I remember when the Raiders played at the Coliseum. I mean, it's the worst field that the NFL has ever had because you're playing football on a baseball field. So Dave Casper would get tackled in between, you know, second and third. And you'd be like, it just was odd. It never looked like it wasn't, it didn't have that tune-in factor where you go, oh, my God, that looks great. Like the field looks great. Colors look great. It was always like, man, that baseball field, terrible. Yes, Barb.
And that seemed like the norm. Any team, did every baseball team and football team share a stadium back in the, you know, the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Well, I think the Boston Patriots, when they were in Boston, they played at Fenway. I don't know how many seasons they played there, but it just felt like, hey, we have a multi-purpose stadium, and we're going to get everything out of this that we can. Yes, Paulie.
Doesn't it feel like the NFL will present some type of research that says there's equal injuries on grass and field turf, anything to kick the can down the road for another year? They always find those studies that prove that it could be either, and then they don't have to do the, you know, because otherwise, if they do care about player safety and someone has a study that says field turf injuries are this compared to grass, much less, then they're hypocrites.
Yeah, you know, the owners have the money. They're billionaires. What's it cost to have, you know, natural grass there? I don't know, a couple of million dollars. But they want to, you have concerts there. You have, you know, truck races. I mean, there's so many things that you're going to have there. And they don't want to spend that money, that extra money. Can you get something that slides out and slides back in? Or, I don't know, just feels like, do you want to protect your players? And if you said to the owners, you want to protect your players or you want to make money from having concerts here, they're going to take the money from the concerts because that's big business here. Yeah, Paulie.
ESPN, their business, and one of their business analysts did like a breakdown of what it costs for turf. Field turf versus grass. Mm-hmm. And they said a natural grass field could cost a cold weather team, let's say it was the Vikings, the Bears, the Packers, $2 million to $3 million per year to maintain, including $4 million each time it's completely replaced, which happens sometimes. A new field turf field costs about $1.25 to $1.5 million to install and maintain. Mm-hmm. And you have to do it once every, you know, less than 10 years, but it's probably about a 30% to 100% the cost. Grass is way more expensive.
Yeah, but they have the money.
Staffing, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's just that's what the owners are thinking.
Yeah. Well, I know what the owners are thinking. Absolutely. It's like, nope. We might lose a couple of players in the process. But they're not going to change. Not anytime soon. I mean, they fudged with the concussion numbers for such a long period of time. So why am I taking them, you know, at face value what they're saying about artificial versus regular grass? Yes, Eden.
I don't know. Maybe I don't understand finance or how money really works, but why can't billionaires afford that?
They want somebody else to pay for it.
Yeah, well, no, I know that. I know that.
That's how they became billionaires.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that. I don't understand why that's, like, accepted, though. Like, they're the people who are hoarding all of the money. Why don't you, since you didn't pay for your stadium, why don't you at least pay for the field?
The commissioner works for the owners. He's a mouthpiece for them.
Yeah,
and when he says, oh, you know, there's studies that show that artificial turf, a lot of players like that, I would just say to the commissioner, let's put it to a vote.
But isn't it like, it's almost like that fans have, like, is it Stockholm Syndrome or something, where it's like, they can't do it either. What are you, crazy? I can't ask my owner to pay for that stuff. Like that, like, we sit here being like, well, but they're billionaires. They can't afford that. I mean, I want my team to survive. Like, what do you mean they can't afford it? Like, a billionaire can't afford a $2 million field? When, if they can't, who can?
Yes, Paulie.
Could the NFL turn this around and when they make the decision, get like Lowe's or Home Depot as a presenting sponsor of it, get a multi-million dollar sponsorship, Scott's Lawn Care, all those big lawn care companies, and make it a thing where they say, you, we are going to listen to the players, but make it a moneymaker for the entire league with big sponsorships?
I guess.
They always find a way.
But the owners don't want to mess up the, hey, we got the Taylor Swift concert coming in, and Beyonce's coming in, and Springsteen's coming in. And it's so easy to be able to, you know, swap out things without worrying about the football field. Because sometimes you'll have a game and you'll go, what event did they have? Oh, they had something before this. And then the field looks terrible. All right, some phone calls in here. Dax in Charlotte. Hi, Dax.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just have a Krappenberg take here for the Sunday night football games. I know they do the player introductions for the offense and defense.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, Jermaine Johnson did the Last Chance U. Most famously, Terrell Suggs did the Ball So Hard University. Is there any chance we can get a friend of the show maybe from the Bills or the Giants this weekend to jump the grab you?
All right. Well, thank you. Oh, man, I don't know who we could get a hold of to see if they would say, you know, Josh Allen, Krappensburg State, would be awesome. Maybe if you get an offensive lineman who says it quick enough, like, Jimmy Lepper, Crapensburg State. And then you just go to the next one. That'd be great.
They put up the U.
No, no, you put up a C.
The big C.
Yeah, big C.
Crapensburg State.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Miami has the U. We have the C. Yeah.
See you.
Yeah. Tony in Sarasota. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Dan, and good morning, gentlemen, and you too, Seton.
Hey,
Dan, I'm calling today not because I'm homesick, but I am taking a personal day because today is my birthday, Dan.
All righty. How about that, Tony in Sarasota? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy.
You did it, Tony.
Yeah.
First is, I should identify myself as a Crapensburg State insider, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but Coach Metamucil was asked to describe his team, and he said that they had the tenacity of a floater. They just won't go down.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
Yep. Nailed it.
Yeah. Brian in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Dan, and the Danettes, and suck it, Fritzy. Dan, I got a proclamation for you. I actually live in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, and I think I could get with the mayor, and maybe we run a campaign where we drop the P and we take a D, and we make the day February 2nd, so it's on Double Deuce Day.
All right. Well, I wouldn't mind a proclamation for this show. Crapensburg State, absolutely. Bijan Robinson, I think, is set to join us here in a moment. Seton, update the poll results. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program.
Dan, who's had a more disappointing end to the season? Orioles, Dodgers, Twins. Dodgers are still running away with that. Getting a little closer with the Orioles, but not too much, though.
He's Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back. He's got the Commanders coming up at 1 o'clock. How would you rate your rookie season so far?
Man, I think it's been pretty fun, man. I think it's been definitely a blessing, especially like from what's going on. But I think it's headed towards the right track. I'm starting to get comfortable on the field, but it's definitely been a fun journey up to this point.
Are you a running back being fast or a running back being quick? What's more important?
I think I can give you like them in both categories. Like, yes, it's going to be fast. So when you get past the second or the first level, you want to like have that breakaway speed. But then if you're quick, then you gotta break tackles and, you know, find leverage. And like when you use your quicks, then defenders are more hesitant to come and tackle you because they don't know what you're going to do. So I think both are obviously important, but sometimes if you're a super quick running back, then you can get your feet in the ground quick enough to get past the first level and second level. So,
By the way, how'd you feel about your Longhorns against Oklahoma?
Oh my gosh, man! It was definitely a tough one, just because I know we made some mistakes that if we didn't make them, we would have won the game. But that last drive, I mean, they went down the field, scored. I was hurt. It was a bad day for me.
Did you lose any bets with teammates? Do you have any teammates who went to Oklahoma?
I did not, because I don't think none of my teammates go to Oklahoma. But I did make a bet, you know, with one of the guys here, David. He went to Oklahoma years ago, so he gave me this real old Oklahoma jersey that I had to wear around the facility yesterday. It was bad, man. I hated it.
What's been your welcome to the NFL moment where somebody hit you, where and it's like, whoa, that's a little different than college?
Yeah, I'll say probably my first game against the Panthers. The Panthers have a linebacker, Luvu, and I was on the pass protection, and he just came and bull rushed me just as fast as he can, as hard as he can. And like I picked it up, but I just felt all the power that he was bringing in that one hit. And I was like, all right, I've never felt this one before. But I'll say like that was probably the welcome to the NFL moment that I had.
Are you watching the game tonight? Do you care about the Chiefs and Broncos?
Yeah. I mean, I watch it. I mean, I'm a football fan, so I'll watch the game, see what happens, but you know, we'll see. I think it's gonna be a good game tonight.
But do you watch as a football player or can you watch as a fan?
I watch as a fan.
Okay.
That's how I watch it. Obviously, like as a football player, you'll critique some things.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to watch it just for the fun of the game for me.
He's Bijan Robinson, the Falcons running back, the eighth pick overall, and got the Commanders on Sunday at 1 Eastern. How was London?
London, that was a fun trip. Obviously, like, we want the win. But I think that, you know, me just sightseeing and seeing all the historic things that are in London, like, that was pretty special to be a part of that. And then especially, like, my family was there. So we got to do a lot of different things. You know, my grandpa, he just seeing his face when we were at the palace and like all the different people. And there's a lot of fans in London, which is really cool. Like, there's a lot of football fans. So, you know, I got to meet a lot of different people.
Did you see Prince William? Did you see the king? Did you look for, you know, the royal family?
We were trying. So the flag was up. The flag was up on the palace. So that, you know, when the flag's up, that means
they're there.
They're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were trying to like get a sneak peek, and somebody was like yelling, like, "Everybody watch out! Everybody watch out!" But it was just like some cleaning person that was trying to go in there. So we were like all messed up, man. Like we all thought we were gonna see, but it's all good. But it was a fun trip for sure.
Could you see playing full time in London?
I can, because I think the fans really make the game, you know, a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that it's definitely something that, you know, soccer's been the main thing in Europe. But when you got a football fan base that can take over as well, I think it could be definitely be a full thing.
Field turf versus grass.
Yeah. Personally, I like grass. Because I think it's just better for your knees.
But it feels totally. Like you can trust your cuts because of the turf. It's consistent, whereas grass isn't. So, I mean, it feels like both would benefit you.
We play on turf, you know, with the Falcons. We practice on grass. So I think that's a good thing just because, like, I get two different feels. But a lot of turf. It's all different. Like, you go to different stadiums, it could be a different turf, it could be a different grass. So I think you just got to get used to it. And that's why you do pregame, to make different cuts, like in pregame, to see if you can make a longer cut or you got to make it a shortcut. So I just kind of just see how I feel before the game starts. But I mean, if I would prefer grass, you know, as a player, but I mean, if it's turf, like, you just got to adapt and then go with it.
I grew up in Cincinnati, and I went to watch the Bengals.
Yep.
So Paul Robinson was
yes sir.
He was, I think his nickname was the Cactus Comet, and I think his number was Cactus like 18 Comet. And didn't he go to University of Arizona? And he was Rookie of the Year. So I got to see. So is he your great
uncle? Yeah, so that's uncle? That's my great uncle. My great uncle, Uncle Paul.
I got to see him play.
That's incredible. You're the first person to ever tell me that you got to see him play.
Yeah. Well, nobody went to see the Bengals play, though, Bijan. I mean, let's be honest. But I just remember he was the Cactus Comet, I think. And he didn't have a running back number. I think it was 18. Paulie, is it 18?
18, yeah.
Yeah.
18.
Yes.
I'm a call him and be like, you were the Cactus Comet.
Yes. and he was great. It was just the Bengals weren't, but I just remember when he came in, it was like, oh, all right, Bengals got a running back here.
There we go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, great to talk to you again. And
absolutely.
Have fun against the Commanders. Are you worried about anybody on the defensive side of the ball with the Commanders?
I mean, I think they all got, you know, great players. Their D line is really good.
And you're wearing Commanders colors, by the way, right now.
Yeah. So this right here is my high school back home, South Point Catholic. It's my high school.
Okay.
But yes, I think they got, you know, really good players.
Are you the best football player in the history of South Point?
I mean, a lot of people would say that. But,
well, who's your competition, Bijan?
There's been a lot of great players there.
Okay.
A lot of great players.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm so, you know, super humble, but I think I can give some of them a run for their money.
Okay.
I would say.
All right. Fair enough. Are you in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Shoot. I hope so. What?
Paulie, is Bijan in the Hall of Fame in his high school?
I'm always on the Sal Point website, and I don't see his name there for the Sal Point Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, in my defense, that was like, what, 3 years ago when I played there? So I think they like...
Wait. They got a wave. It's not a 5-year waiting period. Shouldn't it? You rush for 7,000 yards in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
100 and something touchdowns?
Yep.
They put you in at halftime of one of those games. as a sophomore, they put you in the Hall of Fame. What's going on there?
Oh, hey, it's a waiting game at this point.
7,000 yards. What's the most yards you ran for in a game?
400 and like 80 something.
Yeah. Why didn't you give your backup a chance? Why did you have to? Why do you got to halt? You're selfish.
He was in at halftime. That was like, it was, I know it was one of those games.
You could have just rushed for 100 and then let the other guys have a chance. Right.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns? Paul Robinson would have let the other guys run. How many touchdowns did you score in one game?
It was in one game, six.
Okay. See? Just imagine that guy you went to school with. He didn't get a touchdown.
No, he did. Well, the guy behind me was really good. He went to Hawaii.
Yeah, but the guy behind that guy is walking around now in Arizona going, yeah, I never scored a touchdown in high school. Because Bijan scored six. He was a ball hog. And not in the Hall of Fame. Now we know why you're not in the Hall of Fame. Now we know.
It's a shame.
You know what? Yep. We're going to keep an eye on this story. I gotta figure this out. Have fun against the Commanders. Once again, great to talk to you, as always. Thank you, Bijan.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back. What are the odds that I saw Paul Robinson play with the Bengals?
Fabulous.
Yeah. The Cactus Comet. All right, take a break. Last call for phone calls back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Last call for phone calls, what we learned, and how about create tomorrow's headline today? Based off the Broncos and the Chiefs, the Broncos are 11-point underdogs. Todd, I'll start with you.
Same old, Chiefs are king.
Okay. How about you, Seton O'Connor?
Helsey. When will the Taylor Swift era be over?
Hell.
Helsey.
Helsey, not Kelsey, but Helsey.
Is it a game time decision for both Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Who's more likely to be there, ready to go? National TV, Thursday night, Tay-Tay expected to be there. Travis Kelce, maybe a game time decision. Her movie's out where you can see her concert in a movie theater. I think Beyonce is going to do the same thing with her tour. Marvin, create the headline.
Future looks grim. Broncos lose again.
Ooh, rhymed. Paulie?
I'm going to try to channel some Fritzy here. Pacheckmate, Isaiah and the Chiefs crown the Broncos. I don't know. Pacheckmate. You say it twice.
I'm going to do Rust Wilson. Broncos offense struggles again. Rustle Wilson Jr. the third. Yes.
I think for more likely to show up, you got to add the Broncos as the third choice to that. Travis Kelce, Tay-Tay, or the Broncos?
Wow.
Who's most likely to show up?
Something strange is going to happen tonight, Todd.
I think you're right about that. I don't know if it's going to end in a Broncos win, but something bizarre will happen.
Wait, is it we or they?
I'm still we. No. Okay. I've seen the ups and downs. I'm still with them.
Donnie in South Carolina. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. I just want y'all to know I was a little disappointed in Fritzy not getting the pie yesterday. It really hurt my feelings on my birthday. But then when y'all talked about it this morning and gave him a little bit of trouble about it, I appreciated that. So I just wanted to call in.
No, he's getting the pie to the face tomorrow. He said, wait, are you getting it today, Todd?
I'm getting it today.
Oh, okay. Oh, you changed that your Nolan Ryan Astros shirt. Okay.
I think it's happening like in the next few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to get pie on Nolan Ryan.
Cannot. Jersey. Ryan Express, you can't do that to him.
Because he may pound your face like he did Robin Ventura.
No, thanks.
This day in sports history, Paulie. No, thanks.
He did to Robin Ventura. Isn't that funny? Robin Ventura had this really great career.
And he's such a nice guy.
Got beat up by Nolan Ryan, though.
Robin Ventura is one of the nicest people that you'll meet.
Very good. Charge Nolan Ryan, though. That's what you get. You get noogies in the skull for that.
Thank you, Tom.
Very good career.
What do you have this day in sports history, Paul?
Just one and only, Dan. 1986, the late, great Walter Payton became the first NFL player to accumulate 20,000 yards from scrimmage. Can't top that. Actually, you can because someone probably beat it.
On this date, 1979, this player made the first three-pointer in NBA history. This also marked the debut of one of the greatest players of all time. On this day, this team beat the Houston Rockets. Marvin?
The Celtics.
And?
Larry Bird.
And?
Chris Ford.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah, Marvin. Yeah. Good thing you saw this before everybody else did.
That I did not see.
Okay.
I'm not cheating this time.
All right. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Joey Votto, who thinks he's still listed as the Reds' first baseman, loves to travel, joined us today from Iceland. How about that? That's fun.
Reykjavik. Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Joey Votto's on vacation.
Marvin?
It's not balloons.
It's loons.
It's balloons.
Paulie?
Bijan's got a great family.
PXG fittings, only $25. Buy the clubs, the $25 fitting fee applied to your purchase. You get a free 30-day follow-up. It's a great process. PXG.com. PXG. Nobody makes or fits golf clubs the way we do, period. PXG.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Meet Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.